You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
This is Joseph Mathias with today's meditation, which is from Numbers 24. Verses 2 through 9 and 15 through 19. And this is where the Gentile prophet Balaam is hired to prophesy against Israel, and he ends up prophesying the coming of the Messiah. And Balaam lifted up his eyes and saw Israel encamping tribe by tribe. And the Spirit of God came upon him, and he took up his discourse and said, "The oracle of Balaam the son of Beor, the oracle of the man whose eye is opened, the oracle of him who hears the words of God, who sees the vision of the Almighty, falling down but having his eyes uncovered. How fair are your tents, O Jacob! Your encampments, O Israel, like valleys that stretch afar, like gardens beside a river, like aloes that the Lord has planted, like cedar trees beside the waters. Water shall flow from his buckets, and his seed shall be in many waters. His king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. God brings him out of Egypt. He has, as it were, the horns of the wild ox. He shall eat up the nations his adversaries, and shall break their bones in pieces, and pierce them through with his arrows. He couched, he lay down like a lion, and like a lioness, who will rouse him up? Blessed be everyone who blesses you, and cursed be everyone who curses you." The second oracle of Balaam begins in verse 15. And he took up his discourse and said, "The oracle of Balaam the son of Beor, the oracle of the man whose eye is opened, the oracle of him who hears the words of God and knows the knowledge of the Most High, who sees the vision of the Almighty, falling down, but having his eyes uncovered. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not nigh. A star shall come forth out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. It shall crush the forehead of Moab, and break down all the sons of Seth. Edom shall be dispossessed, Seir also, his enemies shall be dispossessed, while Israel does valiantly. By Jacob shall dominion be exercised, and the survivors of cities be destroyed." Then he looked on Amalek, and took up his discourse, and said, "Amalek was the first of the nations, but in the end he shall come to destruction." Balaam's oracle begins, "How lovely are your tents, O Jacob, your encampments, O Israel." Earlier in the book of Numbers, in the beginning of chapter 2, we saw the tribes of Israel who had come up from Egypt to Sinai as a ragged multitude, now march from Sinai to the Promised Land in what we could call a holy array. Numbers 2 describes four encampments around the central area of the Levites in the tabernacle. So you have the tabernacle at the middle of the array, and then three tribes on each of the four sides, the four points of the compass. This kind of formation actually is known in other periods of warfare. There's a tactical advantage, which Napoleon also employed, interestingly, of having armies in these kinds of quadrilateral formations. Because if you attack the center, that places you between two pinchers. But if you attack any side, the two adjacent sides can come to the relief of whichever side you've attacked. But there's also another reason, I think, for that kind of array. It seems to me that it's described as a cruciform shape, a shape like a cross. It's appropriate, then, that Balaam compares the arrayed hosts of Israel to trees, to cedar trees. We can read the rest of the oracle, then, as prophesying the triumph of the cross. Just taking some of the various verses. Water shall flow from his buckets. Waters of baptism flowed from the side of Christ, and they now flow from the heart of the church. You can see that prophesied there. It says that Israel shall be higher than Agag. Well, who is Agag? The name is quite possibly not just a name, but a title of the king of Amalek, whose destruction Balaam prophesied in verse 20. Amalek was the first foe of Israel upon Israel's departure from Egypt, and the one that's really most aptly compared to Satan. So as soon as Israel is redeemed, Israel comes under attack by Amalek. Just as Christ has redeemed us by the power of the cross, and immediately Satan sets upon the church and the persecutions. And so this is a prophecy that Christ's kingdom will gain the uppermost over Satan's kingdom. It says that Jacob shall eat up the nations. And you could say that the church swallows up the nations, not by destroying them, but by incorporating them into herself. The church pierces them with the arrow of the Lord's word, another image that's used there. And the arrow, of course, as the Lord's word, is an image familiar from servant songs in Isaiah. It says that Israel crouched, he lay down like a lion and a lioness. Who will rouse him? Well, in Christ, the Lion of Judah crouched when he humbled himself to the cradle. He lay down when he allowed his body to be laid in the tomb. And who shall rouse him? Only the Father could rouse him. And when he did, the lion sprang and caught death itself in its jaws. So you know there's really an Old Testament and a New Testament application of the passages, not only in this first oracle, but also in the second oracle, whenever the destruction of the enemies is prophesied. On the one hand, you have Israel's victory under the Old Covenant, which is a victory in the flesh. Their battles were with hostile nations who sought their physical destruction, and their victories were physical victories. But under the new covenant that fulfills this passage, our victories are spiritual victories, and the old covenant victories prefigure our spiritual victories. Our struggle, we're told by Paul, is not against flesh and blood, but against demons, against temptations, against sloth and anger and pride and lust. So then these prophecies are about Israel as a body, but also prophecies about the body of Christ and about the church, which is the body of Christ. We are to be a cruciform church, a holy array that marches in the victory of the cross of Christ, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. You If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.